marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Who would like to say a few words in behalf of our dear departed teammate, Skippy?
I would. Who's paying for this?
The corpse of honor. Where were we?
Saying something nice about Skippy.
Why don't you do it, Al? After all, you're the one that found him wedged in the bathroom stall.
Oh, all right, like I haven't suffered enough. Skippy was a pal and our center. And he was pound for pound the... Well, he's the fattest guy I knew.
Hey, Al, could you hurry it up? Halftime's almost over.
And in conclusion, the end.
All right, let's get a little life in here.
Old Skippy.
Yeah, what a guy, huh?
Weighed 400 pounds. How can a guy let himself go that way?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, the game's back on.
And welcome back to the Fox Game of the Week here on Fox. But before we here at Fox return you to the Fox Game of the Week, we'd like to remind you that you're watching Fox. We now return you to the Fox Game of the Week already in progress on Fox.
You know, if I could go back 30 years in time, you know what I'd do?
Buy a second pair of pants?
No, I'd come up with my own little celebration in the end zone. Like the Icky Shuffle, Ernest Givens' Electric Slide. In fact, if I was going to name my All-Bundy Dream Team, every guy on it would have to know how to party in the end zone. Like Billy White Shoes Johnson, or Andre Rison, Push Johnson, and of course... Of course, me. Oh, what I wouldn't have given it just to have been able to spike the ball in just one time. Yeah, but I guess I have to settle for being on the greatest undefeated team in the city history. Hey, boy! Yeah.
Number one!
You guys weren't so great.
You know, fella, there was already one funeral in here today. Perhaps you didn't hear me. I said undefeated.
You wouldn't have been if you'd played us that year.
Oh, yeah? And who are you?
Jack Franklin. I was halfback. At George S. Patton High.
What's the deal with Patton High?
Yeah, they were the only other undefeated school in the league. We were supposed to play them for the city championship, but the game got canceled. Why?
Why? Because they were cheaters, that's why. They used ringers. Guys 25, 30 years old.
You had guys that old.
They were there, honestly, they were stupid.
Well, I think you're all a bunch of pansies.
Pansies?
Pansies.
Hey, didn't they just change Patton High's name to Jacqueline Onassis High?
The
Yeah. Yeah, and isn't the team now known as the Jackie O First Lady?
First Lady?
I say we still would have beaten you guys. And there's only one way to settle it.
And that is?
So this Sunday, we're going down to the park, play football, and settle this thing once and for all. Isn't that great, Peg?
No, Al. Great would be if you flossed.
Dad, not that the pride of watching a middle-aged shoe salesman and his friends geezer up and down a football field until they vomit dust won't be enough. But how are you going to convince anybody else to play?
Yeah, that's true, Daddy. What if the other teammates have lives?
I wouldn't worry about that, Pumpkin, if I were you. These guys all look up to me.
Not really.
And besides, the pride of the team is at stake here. Most of the guys are already here, Peg. You know, Rodent and Bob Rooney and Buster and Speedy. I even called Thad, our quarterback in California. He's flying in this morning.
Dad, aren't you forgetting something?
Well, I'm trying to, son, but she's sitting right there.
I meant your center, Dad. Who's big enough to replace Skippy?
That, I am proud to say, is something I have thought of. Hot one, hot two.
Bula bula.
I gave him some of your mother's sweatpants she grew out of. Okay? And I even think I'm going to break my old record. And this time, I'm going to spike the ball. I just hope our quarterback, Thad, still has his throwing arm. What am I saying? Thad's the kind of guy who never changes.
Hi, Al, it's me, Thad. Al, you look just great.
Thad, you look like a freaking woman.
Thad.
Peggy.
You know, I thought you dropped off the face of the earth.
Well, not all of me did.
I just love your dress.
I mean, I just love your hair.
Oh, darling.
So, what are you guys gonna do with the extra cup?
I get it. That's a gag. Oh, you always were a joker. Oh, that's a good one. Well, the ball's in my court now.
I had to do it, Al. All those years I felt like a woman trapped inside a man's body. I just got so tired of it.
Yeah, we all get tired of our cars, too. We don't rip the doors off.
Now, how are we going to beat the first ladies without a quarterback?
Jack Franklin. What brings you to the undefeated neighborhood?
We heard your quarterback is a woman. Whoa, not bad. Kind of overdid the tatas, though.
That's not our quarterback.
Then who is she?
I don't know.
I'm Thad.
I'm Thor. Still got your arm, Thad?
You make the call.
Watch it now!
Sunday, Bundy.
We'll be there.
With bells on.
Yeah.
How you feeling, Al?
Feel good. Feel strong. Nothing can stop me today.
Oh, Al!
Feel bad. Feel weak.
Now, honey, how long is this game going to take? And I mean long for me. Not long for you, which is about 3.5 minutes.
You see, Peg, the thing is, it's meant to be fun. I mean, fun for me, not fun for you, which is shouting instructions with a mouthful of crackers. And what's she doing here?
I am here in support of my sister-in-arms, Thad. I hope that she wins and somehow you don't.
I'm sorry, little boy. Did you lose your parents?
Hey, Daddy! I have that cheer you want me to write.
Finally, someone here who is on my side. Let's hear it, Pumpkin.
Okay. Yay! Daddy!
To think you weren't playing.
All right, Kelly, let's go find our seats before all the good ones are taken.
I am so glad my Jefferson doesn't have to prove his manhood in this way.
Where is he?
At home, dyeing my shoes.
Well, if it isn't Jerk and the Fat Man. Ready to get your ass kicked, Bundy?
Nice colors, Franklin. You look like a box of Good and Plenty.
Let's get it on.
You get it! Hey, wait for me!
Okay, Franklin. Now remember, this ain't high school. No cheating, no ringers.
Same for you guys, too.
All right, let's get the ref in here. Yo, ref!
Okay, that's the coin toss, gentlemen.
Ready, son. Bud. Ref.
Where's the coin?
Damn, I left my purse in the car.
We can't start the game if we don't flip a coin.
Call it in the air.
Oh, God!
Hail.
Tails it is.
Real kick.
Hey, Al, don't some of the first ladies seem a little big to you?
Well, age will do that. You know, look at Barbara Bush.
Seeing Daddy out on the field of honor like the first time you ever saw him, it must be really exciting for you.
Shh. Next on Oprah.
I got it!
Daddy caught it, Ma! He's at the 20. He's in the 20. He's under the 20.
Oh, way to block, guys.
Yeah. We thought you were going to go all the way.
Your helmet did.
Thank you.
Al, I'm telling you, there's something wrong. I don't think these are the first ladies.
Of course they're the first ladies. Who the hell else would they be?
Excuse me. Anybody here lose a Super Bowl ring?
Excuse me, sir. I lost one.
All right now, boys, remember. The honor of Polk is at stake here. And besides, we can't let our fans down.
Al, it's cold. We're gonna go home, okay?
Peg, we're trying to huddle here.
You never want to huddle with me.
Well, put a helmet and a face mask on and we'll talk about it. All right, the hell with our fans. This one's for us and Baywatch's Pamela Anderson. Hey, number 56. You don't look like Morty Fishbein.
Well, I am, you schmuck.
Who would ever thought little Morty Fishbein had grown up to look like Lawrence Taylor?
I think that's something. Eddie M grew up to look like Bubba Smith.
Shut up. Same old Eddie.
Except now he appears to be a giant black man, though.
Hey, Al, I'd swear that's Rod Martin, Hacksaw Reynolds, and Kenny Stabler over there.
Jefferson, there's nobody over there but pink punks. And what do Pokeye Panthers do to pink punks?
Polarize the power puffs!
That's right.
Had enough, Bundy?
I have not. Neither have I. Who said that?
Come on, Al. Okay? Two-minute warning. Look, Al, I may not know anything about the first ladies, but I know a ringer when I see one. And you, sir, are a ringer.
Como?
Baba.
Oh, no.
So, just going out for some milk, huh?
Well, the snake, LT, and Hacksaw were gonna play. If I didn't play, they'd call me a sissy and give me the business.
Holy moly, here come the lads.
Talking about your fearsome foursome.
Well?
Baby, have I told you lately how pretty your eyes look?
Oh, really? And what color would they be?
So you are Lawrence Taylor. And you are Kenny Stabler. And you are Hacksaw Reynolds. And you are Rod Martin. And you are...
Eddie Yim.
Franklin! You cheating pink weenie. So you did use ringers.
Like we needed them. You guys couldn't score with your own wives.
And we're proud of that. You can't score on you. New game. Sudden death. And I don't care if it takes all night.
Excuse me, Dad. Your permit for the field runs out in 10 minutes.
And I don't care if it takes 10 minutes. It's just 9 more than I need. I don't personally score on you. I will dance totally nude at the sports bar in front of everybody. Except Fad. And, the wife.
Then we both win.
Out of my way, son, you're in my spotlight!
Dad, you spiked him in the 5-yard line!
What?
Dad,
crazy with you football guys. You pound on each other, you abuse your own bodies. Why do you do it?
It's a man's thing.
Commitment to excellence.
And it gets you out of the house.
But most of all, we do it for pride.
Ha 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 ha!